Storybird is one of those tools that's amazingly powerful, yet it's flexible and it's incredibly easy to use, even for the youngest students that you've got. And it is aimed, I guess, fairly and squarely at the younger end of our age range. But I always see that as being perhaps exclusive in a sense, and that there's no reason at all why older students shouldn't use a tool like this if you feel it's appropriate to do so. Storyboard, I guess, is about writing stories or reading them, because there are plenty within the Storybird gallery that you can read already, and finding suitable ones that you can instantly pop up if you've got an interactive whiteboard or a projector, large screen display of some kind, and read with the younger students. But how about if they'd produce the story and then you were reading it with the rest of the class, or indeed another class, or another class in another school even? Because it's published to the web, that gives it an altogether different sense of power than writing a story in their exercise book, or even having it displayed on the wall. The parents or grandparents could read their stories. So the best thing to do is to take a look at some of the ones in the gallery already and see the way that they're drawn quality to it, and makes it feel very personal. But it's all done for you and it's easy to use. So you will need an account to get started, and having done that, you can then start a Storybird straight away and create your first one. Think of it like a little booklet. You offered a page to start. You can choose from different sort of themed artwork, so you can dip into one particular theme. So you might have a particular story in mind, or you might just be inspired to write a story based on some of the artwork. And then it's a simple matter of dragging and dropping the artwork onto the page, and then adding the text and composing your story as you go. You can change the text very easily, you can change the artwork very easily. Storybird helpfully provides you with a cover to your digital booklet. You can or Storybird adds pages for you as you go. It's very easy to edit and amend the work you're doing. You can also invite other people to collaborate with you, so you could have paired writing where each person takes a turn in producing their story. That's very easy to set up and do. Once the story is completed, it can be viewed on the web, as we've said. It can be available in the gallery. You can show it whole screen. You get an embed code, so if you want to do embed it in a school website, that's easy to do too. And there's even an information section.